Captain Karl Mayer knew Hitler in May 1919.
At this time, Hitler was ready to throw in his lot with anyone who would show him kindness. When I first met him, he was like a tired stray dog looking for a master.
But Mayer detected in Hitler qualities he could use. He decided to train Hitler as a propaganda agent. Hitler was sent on a short course here at the University of Munich and then started giving right-wing speeches to his fellow soldiers, warning of the dangers of communism. It's only at this point that Hitler's thinking seems to crystallize. How many of these ideas were already latent within him is still a matter of debate, but what's certain is that in the summer of 1919, he becomes sure of his beliefs. In a letter he wrote in September 1919, Hitler called for the removal of the Jews from Germany and a government of national strength. Now, at the age of 30, Hitler had found his mission in life. And this mission was the first part of his charismatic appeal. Hitler joined the German Workers' Party, one of a huge number of far-right groups in Munich at the time, and started speaking at meetings in beer halls.